Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you all. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will. We are rejoicing, and we are ever so glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the wonderful day. Yes, it is, that the Lord God has made. Hallelujah. And we will rejoice and be glad in this day with the help of the Almighty God. We give honor to God today, for He is our everything. He is our everything. He is our Lord, our Master, the very breath we breathe, our King. Hallelujah. He is indeed our everything. Our Lord, our Master, our God, our King, and our Father. Hallelujah. And the very breath we breathe. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Had a wonderful time on Sunday. It was surprising this weekend. I don't know how to say it, but it just startled me. I thought I knew a scripture so well, and I thought I understood it. And I'm telling you, oh my goodness, no, I did not. But God, hallelujah, hallelujah, but God, and I thank the Lord for opening my mind of understanding and showing me more and more that He does love us. And He does love me. And He does love you. He does love us. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. And it is a mighty good thing to be able to be in the presence of the Most High God. It's very good to know that God hears you when you pray. He hears us when we pray. That is a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to His name. And we thank Him for hearing us when we pray. Hallelujah. There's no God like our God. And our God is God. Hallelujah. And we thank Him. We thank the Lord for His mercy, His grace, His love, His kindness, His peace, His shalom. His joy, the joy of the Lord, His shalom, the Lord given, and the world can't take it away. His shalom, what the Lord gives you, His peace, the peace of the Almighty God. Excuse me, the Lord give it. And the world can't take it away. So don't get excited thinking that what God has given you, the world can take it. It can't, not unless you give it. Not unless you give it up. Don't give it up. Don't give it up. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. There's peace. There is peace. Hallelujah, that flows, yes, from the throne of His mercy, yes, Lord. We thank the Lord for this day, because truly, truly, this is the day that He has made. Excuse me. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. You know, and I don't say that blindly. I don't say it not realizing. I don't know everything that's going on in the world, but it's enough. It's enough. And pray for parents. I'm not going to say it. Can't say it. Pray. Let's really pray for parents. My God. Let's really pray for parents. My God from Zion. But this time, the parents be responsible. My God from Zion. My God, my God. Let's pray for parents. Let's pray that the Lord give us wisdom and understanding and have the strength to do what we need to do and cover us in the blood of Yeshua. We were talking on Sunday, Proverbs. As a matter of fact, my sister and I was talking, and I wasn't scheduled to preach, but I ended up realizing that I would have to do it at the last moment. And I thank the Lord for He demonstrated to me that what I believe and what I've been talking about, He allowed me to experience it. And we were talking about Proverbs 3 and 5. Excuse me. Talking about trust. Meaning to rely on, meaning to depend on, lean on God. Acknowledge Him. You can acknowledge what you don't have a relationship with and fellowship. I mean intimacy with God, a personal relationship. And, you know, a lot of times we say that God only, I don't know why we do that. He can only speak to us through the Bible and through a message. No one has been able to tell me why He did it then and He won't do it now. Or some think He can't do it. But if I have a personal, intimate relationship, fellowship with my Father, oh my God, with my Father, why is it that He cannot talk to me? Why He can't speak to me? He's God. What would stop Him? He's the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. I am His child. Why can't? Why have we made it hocus pocus? Why have we done that? I mean, out of all the things that we say He can do, we say, no, He can't speak to you. You hear His voice. Oh, He reduced it down to, oh my God, why can't He? Why can't He speak to me? However He chooses to do it. But, you know, there again, a subject for another day. God loves us. He cares about us. And as I was saying, I thought, oh, goodness, what am I going to preach? And then automatically it just brought me to Proverbs. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, as I said, my sister and I were talking about it. And we were talking. I couldn't remember the lady's name. She's passed on now. And she was so prim and proper. And she made the acknowledgments of all who sent cards and sent donations to the church. She would just, because the church was really blooming, it's probably doing that now, blooming, and so many people just wanted to bless the church. And she would never, her job was to never allow one acknowledgement, if it was a card, a letter, or a gift, whatever it was, showed appreciation, and the congregation knew about it. But she would always start, oh, she was such a wonderful lady. She would say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Proverbs 3:5-6. And I mean Sunday after Sunday, year after year after year. That was it. She didn't go any further than that. And after a while, I'm like, oh no, here she go again. But as my sister was saying, she said, oh, that's my favorite scripture. I said, oh yes, mine too. It is. But I understand why it was such a problem, because it was chipping away and tearing down one of the issues that I have, and that was a trust issue. Glory to God. And he used her. He used her. Yes, he did. Woo! Glory to God. Tear it down. If I say, you can trust me. I'm trustworthy. I'm faithful to you. In all, everything, all your ways, acknowledge me. You can lean on me. You can lean on me. You ain't even got to worry about trusting yourself. Lean on me. Hallelujah. That was a good place. It was a safe place. When I realized and I brought it up, I didn't bring it, but God brought it all together. My Father, who loves me, who I can trust, who's not going to leave me nor forsake me. In all my ways, all I have to do is acknowledge him. Seek him. What is his desire? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. And why is it so difficult for us? It may have something to do with pride. Uh-huh. And we want to self-rule. Mm-hmm. Want to be in full control. Uh-huh. That gets us in trouble. Hallelujah. But I thank God. And so the message came, was really good that the Lord delivered. You hear what I said? The Lord delivered it. And we were fed well. Bread from heaven. Bread from heaven. Feed us till we want no more. Hallelujah. But I want to go back to what I started to talk about. And that is, I just know a little bit of what's going on. God knows everything. Even the attempted hidden things, God is aware of everything that is going on. And I know the fires, not only in the United States and Canada. I mean, oh, what is it? and the denial of these variants and their capabilities, and we're still going on as if just let me have my little piece of the world, and I'm good. And so many people are really experiencing some very rough times. And so when I said, this is the day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a choice to do it. And could I rejoice if everything that I was familiar with me, everything, all of my history and my connection to my family just went up in smoke? My God, just went up in smoke. That's something to really, really think about. Could I, would I choose to continue to worship the Lord? You know, we can say a lot of things as long as our world is good. But so I want you to know that when I say it, I am aware of all the devastation in the world, even the martyring of saints going on right now in the world, and quietly saying, God, please help me. Please save. We know that you rule and you super rule. We know that you can step in, that you could step into the affairs of man. You rule in the affairs of man. You determine what this is going to be in that. You're there. You know your plan. But Father, we have people, souls that belong to you are being mutilated, ripped apart, misused and abused. Lord, we need your help. But we're going to trust you. We're going to trust you. We're going to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. Yes, and your courts with praise, because you told us to do it. You are our strength. You are our source of everything. So all we can do is lean and depend and trust you and be glad in you. Be glad in you, knowing that you're in control. We don't understand the big picture. We don't understand why the fires are roaming like they are. We don't understand, but we know that you do. And in spite of what is going on, we can still trust you. And we still trust you, knowing that you'll make everything all right. And you're with us in the darkest of places. You are with us in the darkest of places. And those who are really going through, our prayer is that God make his presence so known that what they're going through would be as a dream or a puff. If it must be, and the weight of it, because he's with me. He's with us. Yes. I have a cousin. She had COVID. Only her children knew. She, like my daughter, didn't tell nobody. And she was in isolation at the hospital. And went through everything. My God. And she's home. Yeah, she's still going through some, experiencing some things. But we believe in and trust in the Lord that he'll restore. And so we continue. We don't understand, but we continue to seek God and say, what is it, Lord, that you want us to know? What is it that you want us to do? What are the plans that you want? We want to do what you want us to do. Not what we think is nice and not what we think will be all right and that it, we can do it, it won't be an issue for us. It might make us put a little notch in our belt. We don't want that. We want what you want. We want what you want. We want to know you, Lord. And we really want to know how to trust you. We're learning more and more and deeper how to absolutely, positively, without a shadow of a doubt, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Depend on it. Rely on it. Trust in the Lord. And don't even bother to try to lean on your own understanding. Just acknowledge him in everything you do. We have to learn that more and more. And all that we do, all that we think, all that we do depends on him. And I encourage each other to do it. Yeah, but we have talked about this before. So it's a repeat. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Rest in the Lord. Yeah, our hope. Our salvation rests in the Lord. Oh, can we just stop and let the blood pressure go down, the blood sugar? Ooh. Go down, huh? Ooh, Lord, thank you. Just come on, just rest in the Lord. Huh? Let all the frustration, the aggravation, just rest in the Lord and just wait patiently for him. Don't rush about it. Let go and just let God. Hallelujah. And that's the issue that we have, letting go. Do it all. Let go and let God have his way. Flowing through you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Just resting. Knowing without a doubt that God is in control. Yes. He's our confidence. Yes. He's faithful to us. Yes, he is. So many of us are so uptight that while we can talk and hold our breath, we're just that knotted up. Let it go. Give it to the Lord. And leave it there. Practice makes perfect. Call on him. He'll help you. He'll show us how to do it. Oh, I thank the Lord for his faithfulness. Sometimes we feel guilty. You know, I'm not going to ask the Lord to do that. Why not? You can't do it for yourself. You're knotted up, all balled up, all tied up and tangled up. Ooh, yes. Oh, my God. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day. And we can pray for our brothers and sisters who are going through great trials and tribulations. Yes, we can pray for their strength. And whatever we can do, we do. Yes. Oh, God, how we thank you. How we praise you. How we bless your name. How we adore you. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Yes, we do. More importantly, we thank you for bringing us in out of a dark world into the marvelous light. Thank you, Father, for your love, your shalom. Yes, Lord, your faithfulness. We thank you for wisdom for this day. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for our healing, Lord. You have been faithful to us, and we thank you for the healing. We thank you for healing those that are on our prayer list. We thank you for healing them. For your word is your word. It's pure, holy, and without a doubt is true. You said, I am the God that heals you. You sent your word and you heal your people. So, Father, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. For your healing. Your healing virtue flowing. We thank you, most holy God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Those that are in rough places, we thank you for making it smooth and easy for them. Almighty God, work everything out for them, Father, so it won't be difficult. It's more than what it is. But we ask that you give them such a testimony that they will not be able to understand. They know what they went through, but how smooth the transition was as they came out of it. They have to give you glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for our testimony, Father. Thank you. Thank you for all the joy, the love that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for how you're guarding and protecting our children, how you're allowing them to walk in the circle of your blessing. How those that are not in, how you join them to you, Almighty God. Place of safety, Almighty God. Thank you for opening their eyes, rebuking the spirit of compromise, Almighty God, giving them a hunger that only you can satisfy, Almighty God. We thank you for how you're protecting them, shielding them, guarding them, Almighty God. Hallelujah, strengthening them, Almighty God. We thank you for your shower of blessings and your protection. Oh, God, we glorify you. Thank you that their names are in the book of life. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for how you're ordering their steps. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak to them. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Those that are married, bless their marriage, Almighty God. Or touch their spouses. May they have harmony and peace in their homes. Almighty God, hallelujah. One not dominating the other. but they're walking as one. Hallelujah. According to your will and according to your way for marriages. Shalom in the home. Hallelujah. Love in the home. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable in their marriage. Yes, Lord. And in their home. Hallelujah. Those that are not in church, let them find a, lead them to a good place where they can worship you in spirit and in truth, where they can do the learn of you and do the work that you have ordained and called them to do. Oh, most holy God, they cannot do it without you. Oh, and we thank you for the gifts that you've given them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May they build their gift and they get stronger and stronger and do it for none other purpose but to serve you and to worship you and to bring Almighty God all to the world peace, love, and joy in you, Almighty God. Bring it. Open the world eyes through song, all praise, Almighty God, through the piano, through the horns, through the shofar. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, through preaching the word, through teaching the word, Almighty God, through speaking what thus says the living God. Oh, let none hold back. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No compromise. Hallelujah. Not afraid. Hallelujah. Not afraid. Hallelujah. Empower them the more to be about your business. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise your most holy name. And it is in the mighty name of Yeshua we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, give glory to God. Hallelujah. Good morning, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We also ask the Lord for traveling mercy. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Ask God to protect the children as they're going to school from the youngest to the older, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Yeah, Lord, hallelujah. Every pastor, every preacher, every teacher, every bishop, yeah, Lord, strengthen, encourage, empower, hallelujah, young, old, yes, Lord, just do it. Woo, thank God for mighty praise reports, hallelujah. Ooh, speak to the fires, God. Hey, God, I must say, ooh, God, speak. Ooh, let the mighty wind put them out. Put them out. Let the embers not dance. Hallelujah. Cease, Almighty God. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Cease. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I have a question. When the storm was raising on the sea, did Jesus tell the wind and the rain to cease, or did he tell peace to cease? That's a good question right there. Did he tell the wind and the rain to be still, or did he tell peace to be still? That's a good little question. And we, oh, I know that. That's always, but just think about it. Just a thought. Did he tell peace to be still, Or did he tell the wind and the rain to be still? Just a thought. And another little question. In Genesis 3:15, did God tell, did God pronounce the messianic prophecy, the first gospel, to Satan, or did he say it to Adam and Eve? Mm-hmm. That's another little thought. Let me know what you find. Let me know. God is so good. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't God good? I tell you, the scriptures is like, it's fast. It's just fast. And you can always go like, I read this 100 times. What? Hey, what did it say? Oh my God. What did it say? Read it slow. Top. Bottom, sometimes you have to read the other chapters leading up to where you are. Not only the verse above, but the whole, what set this, what was going on, you know. So it's just, I think I shared with you, a friend of mine, she's passed on now. And when I first started teaching Sunday school, excuse me, my pastor had me teaching the little, I think they were four to six. So they were the kindergartners and the first graders. And I did it. It was exciting. I did it. And one day, one Sunday, he said, I want you to teach the adult class. Now, you know. What? You want me to do what? But I learned he was younger than me. But that never, my sister always says that, Margaret doesn't deal with younger people. You're older than her. She don't have any tolerance for you or patience for you. I never recognized that about myself. But, I have changed. But my pastor was younger than I, and it never came up. Well, who does he think he is talking to me? So that's why I couldn't understand what my sisters were talking about, you know. And as I said, it never came up when my pastor told me he wanted me to do something. One time I said to him, I said, did you pray about that? He laughed. He said, yep, I did. I said, okay. And he would call me up. I'm at the church and he says, where can I find such and such and such and such? I'll call you right back. I'm going like, you can't do that to me. And ooh, he was something else. He was tyrant. That's what he was, a pure tyrant. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. He was a tyrant for sure. But I learned to respect him because I respected him even to this day. He's my pastor. And when he asked me to do something, I tried with, you know, all that I had to accomplish. His words would be, make it happen. Like, what? And he would have all of us going like, what? How does he expect us to do it? You can do it. Make it happen. And I really miss that. We had wonderful times and a lot was accomplished. And he said that he had, you know, he knew that you could do it. So he would pull, the Lord allowed him to really pull, you know. And when your pastor asks things of you, don't be hesitant. Pray yes, and know that he is or she is a man or woman or God, and God has called them to the office. And so we trust the God in them and the office that they're holding. Amen. So trust them, and you find that it's twofold. You're helping their ministry, and God is molding you for work that he is calling you to do. Trust in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. God is good. So we truly thank the Lord for his kindness and his awesomeness. God is so awesome. And when we turn and we look and say, oh my God, that's what this was all about. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to encourage us today to really take the time and get into the Word. Do your cross references and studying, and do your Word study, and so that you can really get the truth. Yeah, the truth. And I was saying that a friend of mine, when I first started teaching Sunday school, she called me and I told her, and she says, that's so good. You know, she was excited for me. And I was watching television. I was sitting in my bedroom, and she said to me, she said, first time Sunday school teacher look watching television. I got time to watch television. Yeah, I didn't get angry with her. I didn't get frustrated. She was right. I didn't think anything of it. It was just a habit. When I sat down, I turned the television on, didn't even have time, wasn't even watching it. We have to be mindful of our time and what we do with our time. And if you have responsibility, especially in the ministry, you need to fill it with preparation. And you don't know who you're going to be called on to do something for the Lord, so you need to be ready. Hallelujah. That goes for all of us. We need to be ready at a moment's notice to do what God or we are being called on to do. And we're coming to the close. We're at Numbers already. God is good. I love this time, and I thank you for joining in with me. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing, zero, nothing is broken. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power and the strength of the Holy Ghost, knowing God is faithful to you and he loves you. God bless. A wonderful day. Thank you.